Welcome to 9to5 Google Daily for September 19th, 2018. I'm Stephen Hall. First up today, we have our Ben Schoen's look at a few places that Google Home Hub, which we detailed yesterday, both on the site and the podcast, can one-up the smart display competition. So if you don't remember, Google allowed JBL and Lenovo to both launch smart displays this year in the run-up to its event this fall. And basically, Google is seemingly going to just take down the competition with what is rumored to be a $149 price tag and a device that looks a little bit more polished than some of the other offerings we've seen so far. Our Ben notes that the display quality, physical space that the device takes up, power cable, and some new software features might be among the things that Google can do to really capture this market. Next up, we have Gmail Smart Reply. So a new report from the Wall Street Journal just talks about the various ways that people have reacted to the new Smart Reply feature as it kind of rolls out to pretty much everyone. And first up, an interesting anecdote noted that a Gmail Smart Reply prototype thought at one point that the sent from my iPhone suffix that gets added to iPhone emails might be a good response for Smart Reply. Obviously, that's not the case, so that's just humorous. And also, Gmail will soon let you disable Smart Reply on the desktop, which is another little detail we learned from this report that you might have missed. And finally today, Google Photos 4.1 is prepping a new Live Albums feature that lets you auto-add people and pets to an album. So basically, this lets you choose, or at least it seems based on the code we're looking at, it seems to be a feature that lets you choose people or pets that Google Photos already recognizes and make a new album based on photos that pop up in your library that include those people or pets. So it's a really nice, cool, interesting new feature that will probably be useful to a lot of people. You can read all these stories and much more over at 9to5google.com and subscribe to 9to5 Google Daily in Google Play, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast player to receive updates Monday through Friday. And tune to our longer one-hour talk, Alphabet Scoop, every Saturday morning.